Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
I can never get enough of that song. Not only do I love Elvis, but that song written by Neil Diamond just touches me. I will be introducing another song that I discovered recently, which Elvis also did, but the original was performed by Jimmy Dean, and that will possibly become another show staple. We'll see. It is time for the men's room. First, welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, Dad's Point of View. You can email me at Bruce@BruceSalin, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Hello, Bruce.
You know, I should probably put on some headphones so I can hear you.
That well, you're not going to want to miss a word of this.
Oh, actually, it might be better not to hear you.
What's up, Bruce? What are we talking about today?
Well, these headphones are not actually working very well. So I'm giving you a cornucopia of options. You could talk about living with and without technology, because I went 7 days, actually 9 days, without my iPhone, and I found that to be an interesting experiment and not near as difficult as I expected. Or we could talk about how Hollywood portrays father-son relationships. As I have said all too often, I tend to think Hollywood portrays most fathers as dolts, but I do see improvement, and the irony, of course, being that a movie about chimpanzees, I thought, got it right. Or we could talk about how much fun you had hosting my show a couple weeks ago, for which I want to thank you again publicly.
Yeah, that was a good time, and we had some great conversation. You know, I'm thinking about the writers whom I know who write for television,
mm-hmm.
and how they portray characters, and how that is so based on not only sort of the history, especially sitcoms, the history of how men are portrayed, but their own life experience. I have to say, of the men that I know, and because I live in Southern California, and so I've run into a lot of guys and have had friends who are comedy writers and show writers, they don't have a real connection with masculinity. You know, we've talked before about the feminization of men. The last couple of generations of men have all been raised primarily by women, a lot of female influences. And so they're more easily able to sort of perpetuate the stereotypes that got the easy laughs back in the early days. And I think that if these men were more connected to their fathers, were more connected to their masculinity, they'd be more apt to include characters that were real men, solid, three-dimensional men in their shows.
Well, not only do I agree with what you're saying, but having come from that world, I left showbiz about 12 years ago, and showbiz has been, for a long time, very much equally populated by men and women in senior positions. So a lot of the executives at the networks and the studios are women. So just like women have fully taken over elementary education, I mean, there's hardly a male first grade teacher you'll find anywhere, let alone a principal or a vice principal, women are a very active part of showbiz, both studios, networks, and otherwise. So I think the combination of the habit, the lack of good father figures, and the agenda that some women may bring makes it harder all around.
Well, I would throw something else in. When I wrote my book...
You wrote a book?
I did write a book, Hold On To Your Nuts, right? So the idea was that it was a bit controversial, trying to get attention, and it's obviously, it's an acronym, but... I found that it was the men who were in decision-making sort of positions in newspapers and magazines that were deciding not to cover it for fear of what the audience, mostly women, would feel about it. I found the women much more receptive to what the message was, and they weren't getting hung up on the title, but the men were. And I think that a lot of what's produced in popular culture is aimed towards women, and you know, advertisers publishers don't want to lose their audience, so they cater to what they think the audience wants.
Well, and then of course they're concerned about political correctness. There was that famous phrase, I wish I could remember who said it, but that a network executive said something about let's produce the least objectionable programming. So that means more generic, less controversial. I think now controversy has become more encouraged, if not celebrated, than it used to be. I'm thinking of, ironically, I don't know if you've ever watched the show Glee.
Sure.
I got tired of it for a variety of reasons. I thought the portrayal of the relationships between the kids was so slanted to a politically correct homosexual viewpoint that it was silly. Of course, all sorts of gender and sexual orientation exists in the world and in high school, but the amount of it that was being portrayed in Glee I found to be sort of absurd. And so I lost interest. And then the other night they had on the Saturday Night Fever episode, and being a lover of that music, I wanted to watch it again. And in fact, the relationships had only gotten more, to me, bizarre in their partnering, their public displays, etc. But I was enchanted by the music. But I thought, wow, what is this show doing? It's portraying this group of kids as if it's a cross-section of high school. And literally 50% of the kids portrayed and 50% of the relationships were homosexual relationships. They were all loving relationships, whether they were homosexual or heterosexual. So I'm not in any way disparaging it, other than it was a slant that the network approved of and the writer-creator, who happens to have that political orientation, chose to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, Hollywood does what it wants to, always has, and I think that it often wants to portray men a certain way, and that is the butt of the jokes.
Yeah, Warren Farrell has done a lot of research on the various ways that men and women are portrayed in popular culture, and there are some striking examples of how men are tragically at the butt of very violent jokes, even down to greeting cards that women would never stand for. We have a big ship to turn around in terms of the way men are portrayed. This is a very old story. You know, there's a lot of anger, of resentment around patriarchy and the power that men have had, and for good reason. But what's happening is, rather than attacking patriarchy, you know, we've just attacked men.
Yes, I agree.
that doesn't get us to a solution.
And it doesn't serve women either, for that matter.
Of course not. Of course not.
That's the irony. And again, I come back to the irony of this movie Chimpanzee, that in so many ways got it right. This dad was not eager to be the adoptive father, but no one else was doing it. He basically stood up and took care of this baby chimp, and it was a beautiful thing. And it's a beautiful movie, which I highly recommend, and I am not paid to do so. Wayne, we're almost out of time. Please tell our listeners where they can reach you.
Well, I'm not reachable this weekend because we have an overnight with the men in a secret, secluded location, and we're going to do some good work and have a good time.
You want to give that location out on the air?
Well, since no one's listening, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, Wayne, will you stop with that no one's listening?
I'm waiting for the calls.
I know of at least four people that listen regularly.
Hey, how are you guys? So anyway, you can reach me at bettermencoaching.com and get a copy of my book and find out what we're doing to help men to be better fathers and husbands.
Have a great time at the retreat, Wayne. Again, thank you for hosting a couple weeks ago. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams, and God willing, hear all about the birth of baby Drew, because baby Drew is with us on this planet now.
Down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying.